When did the stair handrail become your new best friend? It's time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA approved, covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000.
There are quite a few people around here getting these letters that list a total medical debt that's been abolished by the government. And the letter says, "We are writing to share the good news that you no longer owe the medical debt listed on this letter." Seems like it's too good to be true, but it's not, is it? Matt Richards, Cook County Deputy Chief of Staff for Health Administration. And this is a program that hasn't gotten the publicity that I think it deserves. How long has this been going on, Matt?
Good morning, Bob. It's a program that we started in 2022. President Preckwinkle was the first local executive in the United States to use government money to fund and abolish medical debt. And so we're now the largest county who's forgiven the most debt in the United States. We just passed $1 billion with a B in forgiveness this past week. So we have about 200,000 more residents that are going to be getting letters, as you referenced. So over 20% of adults in Cook County, about 800,000 people have had debt forgiven through the initiative.
Yeah, at first glance, this could look like a scam when people get these letters because nobody applies for this. Do I have that right?
That's right. So we buy, we in Cook County government work with a national nonprofit called Undo Medical Debt. And they buy debt files from hospitals and physician groups in Cook County, and then they forgive and abolish your debt on our behalf. And we use Cook County dollars to pay for it. And you will get a letter in the mail. On the outside of it will be a Cook County government logo and an Undo Medical Debt logo. And the letter will let you know the size of the debt forgiveness that you've received.
And the people who get these letters, do they have to do anything?
Nothing. You don't have to do anything. We're just notifying you that we have forgiven the debt on your behalf. And to your point, we know people get a lot of mail, so we've tried different things with the letter, putting the government logo on the outside. There's also something you can do in the letter to let us know that you've received it. And that's another way we're trying to track to ensure that people have, you know, understood that we've forgiven this debt on their behalf.
And how do you select who gets the benefit of this? How can people be eligible for this?
So we forgive debt for folks who have, basically, if you're an individual, if you make up to about $60,000, if you're a couple, it's about $90,000. If you're a family of four, I think it goes up to about $110,000. So it's intended to be a debt forgiveness program for working and middle class families. And if you're in that income range and you live in Cook County, and we buy a debt file from a participating hospital or physician group and your file is in there, we're going to forgive the debt on your behalf. So it's really primarily income tested, and then you need to live in Cook County.
So do you look at tax returns? Is that where you get the figure of how much money somebody is earning?
Hospitals, when they are billing people, are collecting information about people's income, and they have to validate that. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we've actually learned through this, Bob, which is really important, is that there's actually a lot of folks who've incurred medical debt who make very, very little money who actually should have been eligible for what we call charity care, which is basically free care. You should have received free or highly discounted care. And so that's one of the great things about this program is we provide the immediate relief to families of forgiving this debt. So it's not a thing you have to worry about. We're living in a time when people are worried about the cost of housing, the cost of health care, gas, groceries, et cetera. So it removes that burden. But the other thing is we've learned a lot about medical debt in our region, which is that some people incur it who should have been offered free care to begin with. Mm-hmm. And that gives us the opportunity to make changes down in Springfield. So there was a bill that we just passed in Springfield that basically makes it easier to for people to apply for that free care if they're eligible for it.
And you mentioned this is being paid for by tax dollars, right?
So the first round of it was we used funding from the federal government through the American Rescue Plan. So that was funding that was released during the Biden administration to relieve burdens on families associated with the COVID pandemic. We used $9 million from the federal government to reach this $1 billion in forgiveness. And we just finished the remainder of that funding. And President Preckwinkle, in her next county budget, will be requesting from our county board to fund this in a more permanent way with county funding starting in 2027.
Do people have to pay taxes on this this money that's being paid?
They do not have to pay taxes on it. So that's another important point. This is truly, when you receive this forgiveness, it is just letting you know that we have forgiven it. You don't have to do anything. There's no negative financial implications for you around tax filing time.
And if someone is lucky enough to get one of these letters and have their debt paid, could it happen again, or is it just one time only?
No, there's actually quite a number of people that have had multiple debts forgiven, because what we do is we are reaching out to different hospitals and physician groups. So let's say, you know, University of Chicago and Loyola Medicine are two hospitals that have participated. You know, it's very possible you've received medical care at both institutions at different points, and you may still have a bill that's out there that never was fully paid. So if that bill was in the file that we purchased, you very possibly could get multiple debts forgiven. And I think we've had over 100,000 people that are in that category.
Anybody else in the country doing anything like this, Matt?
Yeah, so President Preckwinkle was the first one, but then there's over 15 cities and states and counties now that have done it. So it really has started sort of a national movement. And as President Preckwinkle always says, you know, this is an immediate relief, but the bigger issue is getting to preventing medical debt in the first place. Yeah. And we've learned the two biggest things that put people at risk are either not having health insurance, that's the first one, or having one of these high deductible commercial plans. And so that's where, you know, when we start to look at the design of healthcare plans, making sure that every person has health insurance that we can, that is eligible for it, those are some really basic things we can do to prevent people from getting medical debt in the first place.
How long will this program be going on? Is the money going to run out?
Well, the federal funding, we've spent all of it. We just spent all of it with this last batch of forgiveness. But that's why President Preckwinkle feels, you know, we feel very strongly it's part of this kitchen table economics of reducing burdens on working families. You know, this is one of the top five expenses that families struggle with. And so that's the reason why she's including it in the fiscal 27 budget and is going to make the argument for why we need to continue funding it moving forward.
All right. Cook County Deputy Chief of Staff for Health Administration, Matt Richards. I'm putting this story in the Too Good to Be True column, Matt. Thank you.
Sometimes we come through. And so appreciate the time, Bob.
All right. Keep it going.